About 40% of the cafe's customers are French, 12% British, 18% American. The management tries to keep nationalities all happy with a menu that includes scallopini and ravioli for Italians, Wiener Schnitzel for Austrians and Germans, mixed grills for English, fried chicken for Americans. English is a basic requirement for all of the 200 waiters, and they are encouraged to learn other languages as well. The cafe has been under the same family management for 66 years. In 1870, Arthur Milon arrived in Paris from Burgundy to make his way as a head waiter. He saved his money, invested wisely, and by 1897 had enough to buy the café. His son André eventually took over, and he in turn bestowed management of the café on his daughter Denise. She married Paul Chapotin, and the Chapotins now run the enterprise. The oldest of their four children, Bertrand, 22, is currently learning the business. Chapotin, who travels widely, always brings home ideas. In Chicago not long ago, he bought an American ice cream machine, waffle irons, pop-up toasters, ice cube machines, to help cater to the newer French eating habits as well as to American tastes. For Paris businessmen are drifting away from ritual two-hour lunches and taking to the idea of salad plates and chicken sandwiches. French secretaries are finding virtue in light lunches served in the Chapotin's Pam Pam restaurants, one of which is attached to the café. Thus, the café is changing with the times. But its hold on the hearts of millions remains secure. A reporter sums it up. Legally, one family owns the Café de la Paix, but actually, the place belongs to the world.